This Saturday marks the one-year anniversary since the school shootings in Newtown, Connecticut. As the country remembers the lives lost in the tragedy at Sandy Hook Elementary, school systems and law enforcement continue their mission to keep school campuses safe. Monroe Police Sergeant Mark Johnson joins me for a discussion of the ongoing work of local agencies. Mark, thank you for your time.
Yeah, thank you for having me, sir.
Did policies or guidelines in crisis situations change because of the Sandy Hook tragedy?
Not specifically due to Sandy Hook. Unfortunately, this country experiences these mass murders on, you know, several times a year. We've had these more than one tragedy, and we hate to say, but we've been able to learn from each of these things. Sandy Hook was just the latest reminder of the dangers out there and that how serious it is for us and law enforcement and the school boards to work together to do our very best to keep our schools safe while at the same time not turning them into prisons. We think we've done a very good job with that. And we're still continuing to strive. One tragedy is too much, but we still work hard to make that goal happen.
What types of professional development or training has taken place with the department?
Well, since that time, I'm kind of glad to say this. Monroe Police Department, we've been doing this type of training since 1999. A lot of people don't remember, but we actually had a school shooting incident at Strauss Elementary, the alternative school, in 2001 that we responded to. Fortunately, nobody was hurt during that. But based upon the training that our officers received at that time, which is active shooter, the one that really changed the rules for us was Columbine. And this is where we take an active, aggressive role to go in and stop the aggressor, the intruder, inside the school. We were able to successfully do that in 2001, and we've still continued to work with our schools, and we've been able to just kind of build upon latest techniques. And we've been able to adopt the latest tactics and procedures to be able to make that work. And the latest one is something called ALICE. ALICE training is specifically designed for the school personnel, but it involves a law enforcement component. And basically what it amounts to, you know, you hear about lockdowns all the time. Well, ALICE takes lockdown one step further, if you will. A lockdown situation is, you know, the student will put all the kids in the classroom, lock the door, and hope nothing bad happens. ALICE, we're actually teaching them, yeah, that's part of it, but if you find a way to escape, to get out of the way of the bullets coming, we actually put that into play. We're empowering the teachers, empowering the students, take care of themselves. Don't be the victim. Be the guy who's aggressively fighting to get away from whatever's taking place.
Mark, there have been a few incidents of weapons being brought onto campus that we've heard about in the recent past. What ideas are being considered to address that issue?
As always, it starts at home, and this is the part we've got to remember, that nobody, you can teach the kids at school, and we can police on the street as best we can, but if we, you know, we've got to make sure that the environment that these kids are coming from that and promotes this activity or allows access to these weapons or things like that, that's what's got to change, and it's got to start at home, and putting that message out is the thing that we, you know, that's where we need to be on this thing. If we could get that attitude, that sort of thought process to move, that would make this thing a lot better. Because remember, even though we've had a lot of high-profile incidents here where it's been adults doing these mass murders, 90% of your time, you'll notice the school shooter at a school shooting is a kid, is another student. And you always have to be aware of that. So, and once again, you saw the examples we had here. Kids bringing guns to school, it's another kid. So we have to change that attitude.
As we continue improving school safety, with comments on what's taking place locally, is Sergeant Mark Johnson with the Monroe Police Department. Sergeant, thank you for your time.
No, thank you. Appreciate you having me.